For this week's Dvar Torah, I want to focus on the Karban Todah. We refer to the Karban Todah, or Chazal refer to the Karban Todah, as Chalos Todah, but to the Nazir's Karban, not as Chalos Nazir, but as Rekike Nazir. Now, the Todah and Nazir both have Rekikim, they both have wafers, yet the Karban Todah, the breads of the Todah, are still referred to in totality as the Chalos Todah, whereas the Karban Nazir is referred to as the Rekike Nazir. So why do we only refer to the Lachmei Todah, the Chalos of the Todah, the Lachmei Todah, and not the Rekikei Todah? That's question number one. Question number two is that the Todah has plenty of food in it, yet the Torah demands that we eat all of it in one day. 40 loaves of bread, and you have to eat it in one day. Now, normal Karban Shlamim, you have 2 days and a night. That's a normal Karban Shlamim. Yet, by Todah, there's more food, there are all these loaves of bread, and there's greater time pressure. Why does the Torah increase the time pressure of the Karban Todah to make sure that we finish it all within the right amount of time, within a single day? And finally, the third question. The idea of Pirsumei Nisa is something that seems unique, at least in the way Chazal quoted, to three Yomim Tovim, to three special days of the year. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach. On Chanukah we have Pirsumei Nisa with the Neros Chanukah. On Purim, we have a Pirsumei Nisa with the Kriyas HaMegillah. And on Pesach, we have a Pirsumei Nisa with the Haseba by the Dalet Kosos and by the Seder night. So apparently, the din of Pirsumei Nisa, at least the way, again, Chazal applied it, is limited to these three Yom Tovim. But the question begs itself that these are not the only three times we celebrate miracles that happen to us. Sukkot, we celebrate the Anani HaKavod. It's a very great miracle. According to one day, at least. According to the other day, it's a Sukkos Mamish. But either way, the fact that we were able to survive in the Midbar with Sukkos Mamish is also a pretty amazing miracle. And on Shavuos, we celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah, the greatest event in the history of the Jewish people. So why aren't those days also celebrated with a sense of Pirsumei Nisa, with a sense of Pirsum, of going out and screaming it from the rooftops, letting everyone know how grateful we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a great gift He's given us? Why is it dafka limited to Chanukah, Megillah, and Pesach? So I thought you can answer, well, the Netziv answers most of these questions, and we can answer the remainder of them with the Yesod that the Netziv suggests in his commentary to this week's Parsha, his commentary to Parshas Tzav. The Netziv points out in the Harchiv Davar, which is on the bottom of the Hamak Davar, he points out that in the Pasuk of Hallel, we read, L'cha ezbach zevach Todah, we're going to bring a carbon of Todah of thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Uvashem Hashem Akra, we're going to call out in the name of God. Nidarai la Hashem Hashalem, we're going to pay back our neder to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Negda no lechalamo, and everyone's going to see it. It's going to be in full sight for the entire nation to see. Bechatzros Beis Hashem, in the chatzar of the house of Hashem, Beis HaMikdash, b'sochech Yerushalayim, and in the midst of Yerushalayim. And the Tziv points out that generally speaking, Judaism places a tremendous emphasis, there's a great premium placed on the midah of tznius. Vatznei alecha sim Hashem elokecha. Now tznius is not about sleeve length. Tznius, not only about sleeve length. Tznius is about just having a sense of modesty in the way we do things. Not drawing attention to ourselves. Not trying to live in a way where people are always going to be looking at us, talking about us, checking us out, seeing what we're doing. Judaism places a great premium on vatznei alecha sim Hashem elokecha. So why in the Hallel would we want to emphasize that we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam Negdo no lechalamo, where everyone's going to be able to see? Why does it matter that everyone's going to be able to see? What do we care whether people see? We want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that the Ribbono Shel Olam sees, and He sees wherever we are. Secondly, he points out, if the carbon is brought b'chatzros Beis Hashem, so what is the stress placed on b'sochech Yerushalayim? B'chatzros Beis Hashem is in the Mikdash. So Chech Yerushalayim sounds like somewhere in the middle of Me'er Sharim or something. Somewhere out in the middle of Yerushalayim. What does one have to do with the other? If the carbon is supposed to really be B'chatzros Beis Hashem, so what element of it is B'sochech Yerushalayim? So Netziv explains that apparently there are two elements of a carbon todah. One element is that, like any other carbon, the carbon todah is an expression of the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'cha ezbach zevach todah. To you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to bring a carbon. And that is the Nidarai LaHashem HaShalem. I made a neder to Hashem, I'm going to pay up my neder. That's between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's no one else's business. That's one element of the Karban Todah. However, on the other hand, There's an element of the Karban Todah, and this is the primary element of the Karban Todah. That's an expression of Hakaras HaTov, an expression of gratitude. Uvishem Hashem Ekra. And that part has to be Negdana L'Chalamo. The expression of gratitude must be in public. Gratitude cannot be expressed from private. Now why? Why does gratitude have to be expressed publicly? So it seems that gratitude is really, when you cut to the core of what it's really all about, it's an exercise in humility. We say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're grateful because we recognize that left on our own, we'd be in trouble. We recognize that we don't deserve what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, and he gave it to us anyway. Now, it takes a humble person to go and say, I don't deserve it. We live in an age where everyone feels entitled to everything. Everyone has rights, everyone's entitled to everything. And yet, we have to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, you know what? I'm not entitled to this. I don't deserve it. I don't have a sense of entitlement, but you gave it to me anyway. And that's a sense of Hakaras HaTov. And the only way to truly humble ourselves, how do we truly feel humble? Only if we admit that publicly. We publicly admit, you know what? I don't deserve that. That's the exercise in humility. When everyone hears us say that we're not as great as we may have led you to believe. We're not as great as maybe sometimes we put on and we think we are. Medrash Bereishis Rabba writes from Brachya B'Shem Rav Levi, said about the Lekoin, Shiyar Legoren, that he saw a coin go down to the threshing floor. Nasno Echad Kur Shel Meiser, Lo Hechzik Lo Tova. One guy gives him a kur of Meiser, and he didn't say thank you. Probably it was either a Levi or it was really Truma that he got, and he didn't say thank you. Nas Echad Nasno Komet Shel Chulin, Ve Hechzik Lo Tova. Someone else gave him some Chulin food, which you're not obligated to give to the Kohen. And he said, thank you. So he said to him, Adonia Kohen, listen, Mr. Kohen, Anina Sadi Lecha Kur. I gave you a whole Kur. V'zelo Nasan Lecha Lekometz. That guy just gave you a little bit. He gave you a lot less. V'ata Machzik Lo Tova. Why are you expressing a Karsa Tov to him? What about me? Amalei, the Kohen responded, At Michalki Nasatali. Yeah, you gave me a Kur, but I'm entitled to that Kur. It was Truma, you have to give it to me. Avulzen nosinli mishalo. Now that guy gave it to me from his own stuff. He was under no obligation whatsoever to give that to me. Lefichach, ani machzik lo tova. So yes, I'm going to express gratitude to him and not to you. And that's the idea, says the Medrash, kach lefishayu imahus furos, shezuma medeshlosha, vzuma medeshlosha. The imahus assumed, the four wives of Yaakov Avinu, all assumed that each of them are going to have three shvatim, and therefore each one felt entitled to three shvatim. So when did Leah first give hoda'ah? When did she first thank the Ribbono Shel Olam? V'kivin she'olda Leah ben Dalid, Amra ha'pam odes Hashem. It was only at the birth of her fourth son of Yehuda when she realized that she got more than she deserved, that she got a little more than she had anticipated. That's when there was a sense of hoda'ah. So where does hoda'ah come from? Hoda'ah comes from a sense of getting something that you don't deserve. Now, that's the humbling experience. And it's only truly humbling, and it's only a true expression of gratitude if we make that acknowledgement in public, where our vulnerabilities are there for everyone to see. Everyone sees me get off my high horse and say, you know what, I didn't deserve this, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you very much. Now, based on that idea, the Netziv explains why there are 40 loaves of bread that all must be eaten within a single day. Because a single person, or even a tiny little group of people, could never eat so much so quickly. The carbon demands that we invite friends over. So what do? Excuse me, Reuven, can you come have some bread with me? Oh, why is there bread? Because of the carbon toda. Oh, what are you thankful for? Well, I'm thankful that the Ribbono Shel Olam did X, Y, and Z for me. And that way, by inviting so many people, by making a big party out of it, it demands, it requires that the hoda be done in a public way. That's what the Netziv writes. V'ha'inyan detachlis toda shebal anes, the purpose of Todah that comes on a miracle, that we bring for a miracle that happened to us, is in order to tell everybody about the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he has given to us. umiyet bizman achilas todah mikol hashlamim. And that's why we have so much lechem in the Karban Todah, and yet so little time to eat it. So that we can hainu kidei sheyeh marbe reyim lesuda achas. So we can get as many friends in the suda as possible, biyom hakrava, on the day that we bring it. V'yeh sipur arneis lefnei rov anashim. And we can tell about the miracle in front of a lot of people. And he says, and that's why, what do we emphasize when we talk about the Karban Todah? Not the rekike Todah, but the lachme Todah. Why is that? Because when you invite friends over, the ikker, the main thing that you're inviting them for, is the lechem. Shalechem chametz ikker. Lechem of chametz is ikker, says the Netziv. Mnesha hu zevach todah shalomav, todah al shalomav, mashu nechlatz mitzara. That's the real todah. That's the real hodah, because that's what you share with friends. And that's why in the Lashon of the Mishnah, we refer to chalos todah, but yet only rekike nazir. Because we focus on what's the ikker purpose of the Karban Todah, which is the hodah, and that hodah is expressed by sharing lechem with our friends. And perhaps based on that, we can explain why we spend so much time emphasizing the idea of Persumei Nisa over Purim, over Pesach, and Chanukah, but yet not when it comes to Sukkot and not when it comes to Shavuos. When we publicize something, it's a reflection of our own vulnerability. It's a reflection of the fact that we are humbling ourselves, that we are vulnerable and we need the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us out. We're mefarsim a nes because we desperately needed the nes. We landed ourselves in a predicament that we needed a miracle to get out of. Now in Sukkot, we commemorate the Anani HaKavod of the Sukkot Mamish, which protected us in the Midbar. But Hashem brought us into that Midbar, and man diyav chai, yav mizoni. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in a situation where we need that protection, He better give us that protection too. It wasn't a situation where we put ourselves into a predicament where we realize that we are nothing. We put ourselves in a situation where we don't deserve the Ribbono Shel Olam's help, and yet He helped us anyway. It's dafka on Purim, on Chanukah, and on Pesach, where we offer a hoda'ah because of self-inflicted problems. We ate at the Sudas HaChashverosh. We went down to Mitzrayim willingly. We sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim. We became Misyavnim in the times of Chanukah. It was because of our own sorrows that we caused for ourselves. And why should the Ribbono Shel Olam take us out of that? Why should He bother? Why should the Ribbono Shel Olam have to listen to our cries in those times? But that's exactly the point. He did anyway. He didn't have to, but He did anyway. And it's that sense of Hakar Zatov, that sense of Hakar Zatov over something that we don't deserve. That's what we're mefarsim. That's where you have dafka in Indian of being mefarsim in Nes, of being mefarsim in this great miracle that the Ribbono Shel Olam did for us. If I could just add one more point, somewhat unrelated, but also critical to Hoda'ah, it's the following. The Abu Dram famously writes that of all the parts of Chazaras Hashatz, we're always Yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona. We just listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and we're Yotzei just by listening to Chazaras Hashatz. There's only one part of Chazaras Hashatz where we have to play an active role, where the Shliach Tzibur says one version, we have to say our own separate version. And what's that? That's Modim D'Rabbanan. Says Abu Dram, because when you give Hoda'ah, Hoda'ah is only meaningful or is most meaningful when it's personal. When you thank somebody, it's not the same to send someone, oh, tell him I said thank you. That's not good enough. When we give Hoda'ah, it's not tell him I said thank you. I go and I personally offer my Hoda'ah. So two yesodos about Hoda'ah that emerge. Number one, it has to be personal. And number two, it has to be publicized. We can't be embarrassed about it. We should give Hoda'ah in a public way where people realize our sense of Hakaras HaTov. And perhaps that's the reason why, even though it's implied in the Gemara that when it comes to the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you can be Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona, many people have the minhag that everyone at the Seder table reads the entire Haggadah themselves. Why did they read it themselves? Again, because if it's an expression of Hakaras HaTov, an expression of Hoda'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, perhaps the minhag developed that each of us should express that Hoda'ah on our own, and not just rely on being Yotzei Shomea Ka'ona. Again, it's not halachically speaking, but hashkafically speaking. The idea is, as we go into Pesach, and we have Hoda'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should realize all those things that we should have Hoda'ah for, and we should realize that the way to express Hoda'ah both to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to other people, Mahavdil, but to other people who we have to give Hodah and express our Karas Tov to as well, it should be done in a way where we're not ashamed to admit that we owe someone a thank you, and it should be done in a way where it's done personally, where the person feels that we truly sense a great deal of HaKaras HaTov.